how would you kind of describe the emotions? I know you guys have been through this before, but Sam has mentioned he felt like this was your year.
Oh, it's been our year, but, you know, it didn't finish that the way we wanted, and it's definitely frustrating, and that there's not much I can say, I guess. So, hopefully next year.
Having been so close, how will it fuel you in the summer to have to prepare to go through this once again next year?
I mean, same as usually, I guess. You know, just it's motivation, you know. You never want to lose, but it just makes you stronger, I guess. And you want to make sure we don't make those mistakes next year, and, you know, we prepare ourselves for the good start of the year, and, you know, just got to be better, I guess.
How much pressure did you put on yourself there, do you think, towards the end of that series to try to get one through the net?
I didn't put pressure on myself.
I mean, the whole team wasn't scoring as a whole group, but, you know, you take pride in being a difference maker. I mean, is it just frustrating? Sam said himself, it's just frustrating not to be able to. You've done it all season long.
Yeah, definitely, you know, you want to score goals, but sometimes it just doesn't happen and doesn't go your way. But you got to give the Washington credit, the defense well, and, you know, if you want to win the games, we have to score goals, so we didn't do it, and they did.
Encouraging to know the group of guys you're going to have back next year, how looking at the roster as it is right now with everybody under contract, that you can make another run at this?
Yeah, for sure. We have a good group of guys and good players, and, you know, if we, you know, we showed everybody what we did this year, and I think if we stick to this group, we can do a lot of damage next year too.
You have a general manager who it took him a long time as an elite player to win a Stanley Cup and to reach that goal. The guy that beat you yesterday, and Ovechkin's kind of in that same mold too. Are those good examples of how hard of a trophy this is to win?
It is hard, you know. You see at Ovi, you know, it's been so many years he couldn't go past the second round, and, you know, it shows how, yeah, as you said, it's tough, and, you know, it's always tough, you know, like, we played 90-something games, and now we have to go back to the first game and do it again, and you play a game, and then you don't save, you know, you have to do the mission again, you know, it just sucks, and I guess we just have to do it next year, and it is tough, and, you know, I don't know what to say.
I know you work on things every summer, you try to get better, like, what kind of areas do you want to, you know, improve yourself as?
Score goals, I guess. You know, score more goals, and, you know, when the game 7 happens next year, I want to score a goal, and I want to make sure we win the game. You know, that's it.
Steve said that, I know at this time of the year, everybody gets banged up, everybody's sort of dealing with something. How much does that affect this team, and are you banged up in any way?
No, I was good. You know, I wasn't banged up, but I don't know, it just, you know, it's a lot of games, but, you know, you prepare yourself for this moment, you know, the whole summer and the whole season, so you're kind of ready for that, and, you know, it just happened.
Vezina keeps up for the Vezina this year. What, I mean, you knew all his potential going into the year, but what did he show you, you know, having go through this for the first time?
He's going to win it for sure. There's no doubt in that, and he showed every game, and he was there, you know, best player every game, every single night for us, and, you know, he's the best goalie in the league. There's no one else can, you know, be better than him, that's for sure. He's a big part of our game and our success this year, and, you know, without him, we definitely wouldn't be where we ended up.
Good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah.